Well, hello, welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. In today's episode, it's a bit of a first, actually. I don't think we've done one like this before. I am interviewing Helen Chilvers, my colleague and superstar recruiter in the northwest of the UK. So I'm going to ask Helen all about recruitment in the northwest, a bit about Helen, so you can understand a bit about who she is as a character, etc. And yeah, we hope this will be an informative one about what's going on in the northwest at the moment. So welcome, Helen.
Hello.
So Helen, I thought we might start by people understanding a bit about you. So do you want to tell the listeners who you are? I guess how long you've been in recruitment, what you do in your spare time, that kind of good stuff.
Spare time. I haven't got any spare time at the moment. I'm so busy. Yeah, so recruitment was my second job out of university. So about a year out and kind of just fell into the opportunity really, but realised that actually it ticked a lot of boxes for things that I love doing, which is talking to people, helping people, adding value to people's lives, really. But also I am driven by developing relationships in general. So once I'm going in recruitment, I realised that actually probably the perfect career for me.
Yeah.
So that was back in 2002, 2003. So yeah, nearly not far off the 20 years in recruitment. So I obviously still love it.
Yeah. And it's always been in the built environment, hasn't it?
Yes. Always been construction.
What, structural and civil engineers, is it, I think?
Yes. I started out doing like structural engineers, civil engineers, environmental engineers, and all the design side. And then obviously with your good self, I've moved over doing quantity surveying, project management. I've been doing that for quite a long time now. So yeah, and it's really enjoyable. I really enjoy the construction industry in general. But that kind of comes from my roots. My father was a board director at a construction company. He was an estimator himself by trade. So I think he was always keen for me to be an estimator or a quantity surveyor myself. But yeah, I just think there's not enough talking in that for me.
Right, cool. Full circle though, isn't it? You're now helping QSs find jobs, which is exciting.
Yeah. It's quite interesting sometimes when I speak to some people that are later in their careers now, my dad actually used to know them and work with them himself. So it's a small world.
It is. That's what they always say about construction, don't they? It is a village, as they say.
Yes.
Good. Okay. And so obviously, I've lost track now. How long have you been with us now? About 5-6 years now?
Be 5 years in October.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. Okay. So obviously, we started you down south in London, where it was busiest, but we decided, I guess about 2 years ago, to move you into the northwest. And that's been, you know, a revelation, hasn't it? It's been a great move for the company and for you.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I think there are obviously lots of things in my life that worked really well with Pegasus in terms of working from home has been a massive benefit to me, having a young child earlier on.
Yeah.
And my other half working. So it worked really well around my life as a manager yourself, very accommodating in terms of my situation. And I think as jobs go, like it was just the perfect timing for us, I think, to get together and think what I could bring to the business around what you could offer me. It just worked like a dream. And obviously here we are nearly 5 years later. Hopefully still doing well. We still like each other, which is always a good thing.
Still haven't killed each other yet.
Yeah, and getting close to being my longest ever permanent position with any company. So Pegasus is doing something right.
OMG.
That's the nature of recruitment though, isn't it? That a lot of recruitment consultants do move around a lot. And, you know, for various different reasons. I unfortunately had to move around a lot in the 2008-2009 recession, because a lot of companies that I had jobs with ended up going bust. So I had 3 redundancies earlier in my career, which was quite difficult. So again, those sorts of experiences for me just add to my experience to relate to people, especially in the last 12 months, for example, that have had to go through redundancies and the emotional side of that. I feel that that's, again, just more life experience that helps me support candidates in different ways in my current job today. So all my career has been different. So I'm well experienced in that sense.
Good. Yeah, no, I think we obviously spend a lot of our time, I guess, stressing to candidates and selling the fact to clients that we do believe that, you know, if you're good enough, then you're old enough. So it's not all about years of experience. That said, one thing I do think is a good thing for the majority of our team, Pegasus, is we all do have some life experience. We've all been through a few things. We've been through recessions, etc. We've been doing this a long time. So hopefully we can add some genuine value. And that's not to take away that, you know, people have to start somewhere. But, you know, I would genuinely hope that, you know, if a candidate or a client speaks to you about the Northwest, then you bring a lot more value than someone who's been doing recruitment for 6 months and just doesn't have maybe life experience, with due respect, that someone like you have.
I mean, 100%. I think, you know, I can't knock anyone who's starting out a career in recruitment. You know, it's hard work and you have to put in a lot of hard graft. And
it is.
But sometimes, you know, you can only gain a lot of experience through time and experience yourself. Had the benefit, I suppose, to my job that I have been redundant before. I've worked for really big companies, big corporations, international companies, plus the small sort of more family-run style. So I have experienced a wide scope of employers out there. So again, it just adds to my ability to advise candidates from a real life and empathize with their position. And I think that's the hardest thing for less experienced consultants to do, is being able to show, have that empathy.
Yeah.
But all it does is really just help me cement even more stronger and secure relationships with my clients and my candidates.
100%. And also, you know, I think it goes through the fabric of our business, but you know, you're a great testament to this, is that you do genuinely want to get the individual the right opportunity. You know, we're not, unlike a lot of our competitors, we're not kind of sales driven, if you like. It's not about, you know, we've got to make a placement at all costs. What we have to do is make the right placement so that we're all happy that we can sleep at night and we've supported the individual to make the right choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is what I love about working for Pegasus as well. We're on that same wavelength. But yes, obviously we have mortgages to pay. We have to make some money. But truly, we actually genuinely care about our clients and our candidates. Like for me, I'd much rather advise somebody, you know, that might not make me a penny, but if it was the right decision for them, that's what it's about at the end of the day, giving good, solid advice. And I get far more job satisfaction doing that and knowing that I've really helped somebody with their decision making, regardless of whether it makes me money or not, you know, because there'll always be another person that will make me money. So, you know, it's not about the money for us. And I think that that is exactly why I've stayed with you so long.
Good. So obviously, let's turn our attention to the Northwest. Obviously, let's start by saying, yeah, look, it's been one heck of a roller coaster of a year, hasn't it? A year and a half, I guess now, you know, starting back in March last year.
Yeah.
Where things looked pretty dire. And obviously, for a recruitment business, it was pretty dire for us in reality for, you know, the next 3 or 4 months. But what I would say is, you know, probably realistically, the Northwest was probably one of the quickest actually to come out of the pandemic from a work perspective.
Yes, I don't think it really, first couple of months maybe, everyone's put the holders on things, didn't know what's going to happen. But certainly by June time even, and certainly by July, August, it was all systems go, albeit in a very different way to what everyone was used to. But I think that, yeah, the Northwest bounced back very quick. At the end of the day, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of projects that need to be completed. And I don't think anyone was stopping anybody in reality and getting that happening. So yeah, we've not really, if anything, it's become even busier.
Absolutely. I guess just in case anybody is in any doubt whatsoever at the moment, it's fair to say that you've got a lot of vacancies currently live, haven't you, from,
yeah,
you know, across the board, from large to small organisations looking in Manchester and the wider Northwest.
Yes, very much so. You know, and I've got clients that I haven't worked with before that are reaching out to me now as well and saying, look, you know, we're this busy, this is how much stuff we've got on. I mean, some of the projects that are going on in the Northwest at the moment are so exciting as well, that it's not just that people are just busy. They've actually got some genuinely brilliant opportunities that inside a pandemic, outside a pandemic, would be massive opportunities for anybody anyhow. But the fact there's so many of them, I don't see it slowing down, in certainly in any way. And not even just in one sector. Even the retail sector is picking back up again now. And, you know, the leisure industry, we're not really, well, it's shifted slightly in terms of what people are doing. It's still busy. So, you know, anybody in any sector, there are still great opportunities out there for people.
Yeah. And would you say there are any sectors that are particularly busy in the Northwest, or is it just across the board?
I think this is probably a national thing, actually. But certainly in the Northwest, for me, health is a sector that is booming. There's obviously been a lot of investment in health, and even more so, and there's more to come. So I think that sector is not only booming now, but will continue to be under a lot of pressure to find enough staff to manage the projects. Also, the industrial sector, again, massive shift, obviously, to companies doing a lot of online shopping. The warehouse and industrial side of things is massive. And housing, I mean, residential housing, again, especially on the social housing side, is probably they're probably the top three busiest sectors.
Yeah.
But I say that, you know, if you've got to think as well, like the sports and leisure is also really busy in the Northwest, building the new arena.
Okay.
Just outside of Manchester, that's going to be a huge project. Everton Football Stadium, they're obviously moving. So there's a brand new stadium going up in Liverpool. So even on the stadia side, plus I had word last week that Manchester Airport is going to be all kicking back off again from September. So if you think that the number of staff that were on that 18 months ago that have been redeployed elsewhere, we've got to find that many staff to get back into the airport, which again, really exciting project.
Yeah. Okay, good. And what would you say your current clients are looking for in an individual at the moment? Particular trends, would you say there?
I think people who are realistic.
Yeah.
I know that sounds silly, but people who are realistic about what level they are at, that have the ambition, but aren't trying to take advantage of the current situation. There are a lot of people out there who feel, I mean, it is a candidate market at the moment, but you know, what we say to everybody is you don't want to get promoted and get paid too much too soon if you're not ready for it, because you will get stuck. right now, all my clients need solid delivery focused people that want to put in the graft and reap the rewards in terms of long term progression. And so right now, what candidates need to be thinking about is what project experience am I getting and how is that in going the right direction for my longer term plan? You know, and I think a lot of people need to really, really think about their career plan longer term as much as the short term gain, because I think that's probably the biggest stickler I come up against. People are looking for a 10 grand pay rise and maybe not thinking that, is that the right move for where I want to be in 5 years' time, 10 years' time? But what's my ultimate goal? And of course, career goals change as your career moves. However, you've got to have that in mind when you're making any decisions. So chasing the money isn't always the right thing to do. You've got to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, 100%. We're both on the same page. We always advise, you know, don't just think short term, think medium to long term as well.
Yeah.
I often say that the companies who are willing to pay more money than anybody else in the market, there's usually a reason for that. And it's usually that they've got high churn, that they sweat the assets, so to speak. So they have people working long hours. You know, there's usually reasons why they're paying more than the average. Now, that said, on the flip side, we'd also encourage people to always make sure that they are kind of attaining market rate as well in the industry and not slip too far behind where they should be.
Yes.
On that.
Oh, absolutely. And then that's where someone like me or you come in, is that we obviously talk to so many different clients and candidates all at similar levels. So we in reality are better placed than any company to advise about what a sensible amount to earn right now in your career is and what you can expect for the future and how to get there. And we literally know what those numbers should be like based on what everyone's doing.
Yeah. Well, look, let's give some value to the listeners. Let's discuss those numbers. Now, I appreciate on each level, there's got to be a range and people have to be aware of this, that we can't give you a spot figure because it all depends on, you know, overall years of experience. There's maybe a factor about what sector you're in, you know, what kind of organization you're in terms of how quickly you're climbing up through the ranks. But as a general rule of thumb, I guess if we discuss, you know, what we think the levels are for, I guess, kind of QS senior and associate grades and likewise on the PM side, what would you say, let's say a newly chartered QS should be expecting in Manchester? Let's start with obviously maybe different outside of Manchester, but in Manchester.
Yeah. And like you say, all of this comes with a real caveat that it is very dependent on you, your sector, your experience. But somebody who's just got chartered, I would like to see them on a basic salary in Manchester, somewhere around the mid 40s with some sort of car allowance on top. So if it's a company that doesn't offer a car allowance, you're probably looking closer to the 50K mark.
Okay.
So in terms of total package, somewhere between 45 and 50 would be what you should be looking to get.
And what about senior, a good senior QS?
So again, senior QS, probably it's difficult. Senior QS and newly chartered often go quite hand in hand for me. So I find that generally speaking, a QS will get that senior QS badge not long after they get chartered. So I would say that a senior QS starts again mid to late 40s on a base. But at the moment, the senior QS range is quite massive and could easily go up to 60 to 65K package. So again, the senior QS is such a broad range because you can be a newly senior QS, or you could be a senior QS with 10 years experience. So it's a much grayer area, much wider banding. So yeah, I know a lot of senior QSs that have got 15 years experience who haven't the desire or the inclination to become an associate, and that's great, but they're obviously going to be on that top end of the salary. It's all about that, adding value.
Yeah, and just for, you know, people listening, it's just, you know, as I say, we would stress it is not all about money. There's a much wider picture when you're considering your overall career. But equally, if you're a senior QS with like 10 years experience and you're on 45K, and you're getting underpaid in the market. That's just the reality of the market at the moment. And then kind of associate grade?
Yes. So associate grade, again, interesting job title. We should probably talk slightly about that and the differences between organisations.
Yes.
An associate and associate director are often grouped into the same mindset of people. But, you know, an associate director at one company can be incredibly different to an associate or associate director at a different company. So you tend to find that the bigger companies will require a different level of experience to be an associate director. And often what an associate is at some of the smaller outfits is probably the equivalent of a senior QS, some of those companies. So it's, again, very difficult to answer that with a direct answer.
What we'll do, sorry, Helen, is we'll just clarify what we mean by an associate. So for me, anyway, an associate, let's say in the Northwest, is probably managing a team of circa 5 people. He's probably looking after fee turnover around $500,000.
Yep.
May have some client management responsibility and may be involved in BD. That for us is what a proper, in speech marks, what a proper associate is doing. So I think if we answer that question based on that, you know, someone doing a proper management role as opposed to a senior QS with an associate title, that kind of level is that kind of, you know, a proper associate, let's call them.
For a sensible salary, they should be looking at definitely something starting with a 6. you know, I do know some associates are maybe back into the 50s, but they really probably should be pushing into those 60s really with the car on top. So late 50s on a base as the bare minimum, provided there's a car on top, up to 70, potentially pushing into the mid 70s for again, that exceptional candidate that are probably managing a slightly bigger team. And again, it comes to work winning as well. So depending on the client, you might be managing a half a million fee turnover, but if you're also bringing in 300 or 400 K's worth and you're feeding yourself to a certain extent in your team, then again, that would warrant a much higher salary. So you could probably push much closer to the 80s for that.
Good. Okay. Well, look, I think that's been a useful session. I hope that gives people a good understanding about the Northwest generally. Is there anything you think we've not covered that would be useful for us to cover at the moment in this session? Conscious that I keep on getting told we should keep them to about half an hour of these sessions. So we've got about 5 minutes or so left. I've got about 5 minutes left. We're all good.
4 seconds. I think maybe it's worth us having another one of these chats that's further to, I think it might be useful for us to have conversations sometimes about hot topics that we can share our knowledge again. But I think two things that probably touched on is just be aware of the counter offer at the moment. I think that is particularly prevalent. Everybody is very short staffed. So just really think through before you accept counter offers. Always remember the reasons why you went looking for a job in the first place and always talk that through. Certainly if you're working with us, we will always talk through that with you. And it's essential that you serious consideration to why you might stay after you plan to leave.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think people need to take a step back and objectively look at why they're looking to move, what their frustrations have been over the last 2 or 3 years in the business. And just step back from, because the problem is in the heat of the moment when a company makes a counteroffer scenario, it's usually because they're absolutely desperate and they'll usually make a number of promises that we know from doing this for years. We know that they very rarely come true later down the line. So I think I'd always encourage somebody to really objectively step back and go, look, do I genuinely believe if my current employer bungs me a bit more money or makes me these promises that I do believe anything will actually change in my current situation? And if the answer is no, then you need to be brave, stick to your guns and make the move.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's really important. I think the other thing that I'd be very, very aware of, especially in the Northwest, I don't know how you're finding it in the rest of the country, Paul, but certainly in the Northwest, there is a lot of recruiters hitting the market. The Northwest is pretty busy. Just be really careful, you know, about who you send your CV to. I can't stress this enough. I stress this to every candidate I speak to. If a recruiter wants your CV, make sure you get it in writing that they cannot send your CV anywhere without your written permission. Do not get your CV out there, because right now in the market, in the current climate, your CV could be devalued very quickly. 2 or 3 recruiters are pinging it around all over the place without your permission. 1, you've lost complete control. And 2, you lose value. People see you as being maybe desperate and not employable. So be really, really conscious about who you choose to work with. But at the end of the day, it is your life. It is your CV. No one has any right to send that without your consent.
Yeah, look, 100%. And, you know, without trying to make this a sales pitch about Pegasus, we only work one way, which is, you know, you're always in control of the situation. We will never send your CV anywhere without you giving us express permission for that CV to go there.
Yeah.
I'd like to think we work with the best organizations, not only in terms of what they're working on project-wise, but their environment and their culture, their ability to progress people, their investment in the future, all that kind of good stuff. Whereas I do believe some of our competitors are working purely for the ones who they think will pay the most money.
Yeah.
Which is of no interest to us. We want you to make the right long-term move.
I will never be arrogant enough to say I can cover every single company and every single opportunity in the Northwest.
But nor would we want to either.
No, of course. But what I can promise is that the clients that I will present to you, I know exceptionally well. My knowledge is detailed and my relationships are very strong. Like you say, I choose to work with the ones that I think are reputable companies to work with. And that's really important. So do your homework before you send your CV anywhere.
Yeah. Just give us a call.
Just give us a call, obviously. I didn't want to be so direct.
Well, look, Helen, thank you for that. I think it's been a really good chat. It's a first for us, so we'd love any feedback anybody can give us as to whether you like this and you would enjoy more of this. Certainly, you know, me and Helen can also do a regular slot on Pegasus Radio. But we hope that's giving you some value about the Northwest. Obviously, should you want a more in-depth chat about your career options in the Northwest, then I would highly, highly recommend getting in touch with Helen to give you some detailed understanding of what the options are in Manchester. As Helen says, we've been here nearly 5 years. Helen's been with us nearly 5 years. She's going to be here for a long time to come. And, you know, I'm really chuffed with what Helen's done this year in the Northwest. We've cemented some even better relationships with some of our clients from being almost kind of sole supplier, I think, to some of our clients now. They'll always come to us first above anybody else. And I say, I think we're working with some of the best clients in the region. So, yeah, thanks again, Helen, for your time.
You're very welcome.
Excellent. Have a good day.
You too.
I'll catch you later. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.